From John's Gospel, chapter 17. When Jesus had said this, he raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and now they have kept your word. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate them for myself, so that they may also be consecrated in truth." This part of John's Gospel is rather difficult at times to grasp. Sometimes we don't know if we're coming or going, whether Jesus is coming or going, whether he's here or there in the Father. But it's a very rich part of the Gospel as well, a time in which Jesus is preparing his return to God and preparing us, his followers, to carry on the mission. Some people use John's Gospel to say that it's a call to reject the world, to separate ourselves from the world. But it's quite clear in this section of the Gospel that actually the opposite is true. Though Jesus is inviting his disciples to be free from the games that the world plays, the half-truths that the world speaks, he makes it very clear that he does not ask the Father to take the disciples out of the world, but to keep them free from the evil one. And again, later in the text, Jesus goes on to say, "As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world." I must say that as a Dominican, this language is both tricky paradox at times, as well as beautiful poetry. Jesus is inviting us right into the apostolic dilemma, the living with our feet firmly planted in the world and yet being free. The world, the struggles of the world, the pain of the world is the Sitzin Leben of all of us who are called to the apostolic missionary life of the church. We're called to be preachers and missionaries right in the heart of the world, right in the thick of the world, with God's word, that word of truth pressed upon our hearts, right on the tip of our tongues. That beautiful image from the prophet Jeremiah, "I put my words into your mouth, onto your lips." We are sent, consecrated in the truth. "My word is truth," says Jesus. So this is the word that's given to us. It's the gift. And our yes to this gift of God, to this word of truth given to us, called to this apostolic following of Jesus Christ, our yes is the way we are consecrated to this truth. We give a yes to God's call and to God's anointing. And yet at the same time, Jesus is very clear that to say yes to this anointing and the truth is not an easy task at all. "The world hated me," he says, "and the world will hate you as well." It's hard for me to hear these words of Jesus here in Latin America, where I live and preach, without hearing echoes of the preaching of one of the great prophets of our times here in Latin America, Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador. I quote from two of his homilies a couple of years before he was killed. "A preaching that awakens, a preaching that enlightens, as when a light is turned on and awakens and annoys a sleeper, that is the preaching of Christ. Naturally, such preaching will meet with conflict, It must spoil what is miscalled prestige, must disturb, must be persecuted. It cannot get along with the powers of darkness and sin. And again, a few months later, Archbishop Romero said, I study the Word of God to be read on Sunday. I look around me at my people. I use this word to shed light on my surroundings. Naturally, the idols and idolatries of the earth are irritated by this word, and they would very much like to remove it, to silence it, to kill it. Let happen what God wills, but God's word, as St. Paul said, cannot be tied down. This is the apostolic dilemma. To be called to preach this word of truth, to be consecrated in this word of truth, and yet to know that the consequences are great. But this is our call. This is the place we are asked to live out as followers of Jesus today. In the heart of the world, but free from the evil plottings of those who would sell the gospel short. As St. Paul says in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, he says, keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock. After my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, people will come forth perverting the truth. So be vigilant. I commend you to God and to that gracious word of God that can build you up. So St. Paul also mentions a kind of being anointed in the word of truth. I commend you to God and to God's word. This word that grounds us in the reality of our world today, helping us to be in the world without being smothered by the games that the world plays. 11 years ago, a Dominican bishop, a French Dominican bishop, in Algeria, originally born in Algeria, in fact, Bishop Pierre Claveri, preached a homily in the monastery of our contemplative Dominican nuns in Pruy. We celebrate this year the 800th anniversary of the founding of that first Dominican community in southern France. Preached a homily and returned a few days later back to Algeria into the midst of fundamentalist religious tension. And 8 days after this preaching, was assassinated along with his Muslim friend and driver. 8 days before that tragic death, Bishop Claveri spoke these words to the nuns in Pruy. Since the beginning of the Algerian tragedy, people have often asked me, what do you do there? Why do you stay? Shake the dust from your sandals. Go back home. Home, he asks. Where's home? We're there because of this crucified Messiah, because of nothing else and no one else. We have no personal interest to protect, no influence to maintain. We're not driven by some masochistic perversion. We don't have any power. We're like someone there at the bedside of a friend, or of a sick brother or sister, in silence, holding his or her hand, wiping their brow. Because of Jesus. Because it is he who suffers there in this violence that spares no one, crucified anew in the flesh of thousands of innocent people. Shouldn't it be necessary that the Christian, too, be present in these neglected and abandoned areas? Bishop Claveri is responding to the same apostolic dilemma, being called to be right there in the world, in the midst of the world, in the heart of the world, with its pains, with its sufferings, with its struggles, trying to speak the truth in difficult situations. We're reminded of the beginning of the Vatican II document, Gaudium et Spes, which begins saying, the joy and the hope, the grief and the anguish of the men and women of our time, especially of those who are poor or afflicted in any way, are the joy and the hope, the grief and the anguish of the followers of Christ as well. This is our call. This is the call of those invited to be followers of Jesus, to share in the mission of Christ, to go right into the heart of the world, right into the city, right into the thick of things, and to be able to there speak this word of truth, be consecrated in this search for truth, here and now. Jesus does not invite us and call us to form some little nice commune out in the desert where we can live pure and protected from the ugliness of the world. To be called to the apostolic life, to be part of an apostolic order, a missionary order, means to go into the heart of the world. Jesus does not ask the Father to take us out of the world, but to live there in the heart of the world. The nuns where Bishop Claverie preached those words, our Dominican contemplative nuns aren't nuns that are invited to flee the world, fugamundi, but nuns called to live right in the heart of the world, with the world in their hearts, in their contemplative hearts in prayer, holding the world in what Blessed Jordan of Saxony called, when he spoke of St. Dominic, in that inner sanctuary of compassion. I end with some words from a modern day mystic and prophet, a Jewish woman who gave her life in the Holocaust of World War II, Etty Hillesum. Her words sound almost like Jesus' words inviting us to be consecrated to the truth right in the midst of the world. Etty wrote these words in her diary from a concentration camp. It still all comes down to the same thing. Life is beautiful, and I believe in God. And I want to be right there in the thick of what people call horror and still be able to say, life is beautiful. Right in the thick of what people call horror, there in the heart of the world, is where we are called to be consecrated in the truth and to speak that truth, the truth of Christ.